do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Kelly, some of this is my fault. I reluctantly admit.
Excellent. Excellent. Kelly, what's new in your life?
Not a goddamn thing, John.
You know what? That's fair. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, really, honestly, nothing. I'm working on my taxes, so that's
Christ.
Great.
Yeah. That's actually... So have you've been seeing the stuff on Twitter where, like,
people...
No. Oh, right, of course.
I haven't been on Twitter in years.
Yeah, no. Well, people have been seeing things. Well, people have been making compilations of... tweets from Trump voters who are tweeting at Trump, cussing him out because their taxes went up.
Oh.
Because of course they fucking did.
Because of course they did.
And we're like, I voted for you and you betrayed me. It's like, no fucking shit.
What did you think was going to happen?
It's, yeah. It's like, so people are posting, like, collections of screenshots of these tweets. Being like, inject this directly into my veins. And quite honestly, I'm there with him because, God... What? Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's...
How are you?
I'm good. And this actually reminds me that I need to make my appointment for my tax thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
What is new in my life? I came to a realization, which is that I'm glad that Shaquille O'Neal is not an evil person.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he would make such a good supervillain.
Because he's so large and powerful.
Yeah.
Like, who would stop? Like, there's you would need a team of people. You would need to get Rock.
I honestly don't even think anyone would try. Like, all he needs to do is, you know, like, get a big, you know, swivel chair and a fluffy cat, and everyone's gonna be like, oh shit, he rules the world now.
I'm just saying, like, it occurred to me the other day, and I don't know why. I was like, I saw him on something. I was like, I'm glad that he's still around, and I'm glad that he's, like, kind of goofy, and it's like, great. Because if he was evil, I don't know how I would be able to deal with that. And, yeah, I don't think anybody could, to be honest with you.
No.
So.
Huh.
So that was so that's what I've been thinking about.
Now I'm just picturing his evil deeds, like, scooping up cars and throwing them at places. And then, like, but he likes animals, so he, like, reaches up into a tree and gets a cat and brings it down, and then
just goes on. Yeah,
that's the other thing, is if he was evil, he'd be likable evil, and that's hard to combat.
Oh, that's also true. That's fair. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for her second episode, my excellent friend Alicia has returned. Alicia, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Hell yes.
I recently learned that I'm not the only person that picks my nose. I was in a car with some strangers, and we all admitted to being nose pickers together.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is nice.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit to having done it once or twice.
Yeah, you know. I'll admit to that.
I don't do it habitually.
I do that, like, if I've had bad allergies and, like, there's, situation. How else am I going to deal with that?
Yeah, sometimes you just feel something.
Yeah, and you gotta get it out.
I gotta deal with this shit, because it's gonna just bother me.
Yeah.
I think I assumed no one else did that. I think I thought I was alone in my, like, there's something in there, I gotta get it out feeling.
Yeah, no, I feel like I was a relatively small child when I was, like, you know, on a road somewhere and noticed a driver in another car doing it. I was like, aha. They told me I shouldn't do that. And that is a grown human. Well, the hell with that.
My dad is totally a nose picker, and he does it in, like, a very specific way. And it's like this.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, well, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You kind of pinched your thumb up there, and something. Okay, and I don't know if this is a thing that I've talked about on the podcast. I got my body in the last 10 years invented a new allergy symptom for me, which is that it makes the insides of my nostrils itch at the entrances to my nostrils.
What?
Uh-huh. Like, they itch.
That's so awesome.
I kind of have to sort of pinch, and but it looks like, I don't know, like I've got a cocaine problem.
Yeah,
like I'm
really
contemplating picking my nose.
Yeah.
But that is a thing that has happened. And so, yeah, that's
yeah.
My version of that is my left ear.
Oh,
that itches.
Really?
Yeah. Bodies are weird.
They just keep getting weirder.
They keep getting weirder. I don't understand it.
Folks, if you're wondering what you've tuned into, here's what's happening. This is a show where my friends go through all the dumb, weird, or possibly amazing ideas I've had over the last decade because I wrote them down. Something I highly encourage everyone listening to do. In the meantime, if you hear one of mine you like on this show, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Alicia, in your digging through my pile of ideas...
Your junk drawer of ideas.
Yes, exactly. The junk drawer of my brain, which was an old tagline for the show that I kind of liked the new one. Anyway, yes. What was the first thing you found?
Creepy/annoyed filter buttons for OkCupid.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if this is something they've implemented because it's been years since I was on OkCupid, but. The user story, as it were, is this, right? Like, you were on OkCupid, you receive a message from somebody, and it's creepy as shit.
Yeah.
There is a button on the message that you can just click that says creepy.
Uh-huh.
And then, that gets logged somewhere. And so, like if I'm the guy sending all these creepy messages,
yeah.
Right? The system knows what's happening. There's hey, there have been, like, 50 pings on the creepy button associated with your account. You don't get to send messages anymore.
Yeah.
And in order to be able to do that, you have to watch this, like... this video.
So, like, it's a 10-hour video. Yeah. That's how much time you've wasted. It accumulates how much time you've wasted by sending people messages that they have to read, and you have to watch a video that's that long.
Wow. Yeah. And it just kind of, and it's a person who's just sitting there like, hey, listen, my guy, no. And here's why. You know what I mean? They just get it all laid out for them.
Yeah.
I guess the problem with that being just that, like, I bet there's a range of ways in which people can be creepy.
True.
But you know what? The video would just cover them all, because fuck yeah. It.
Oh, but it's such many a hours. Rainbow of possibilities.
that's the one, yeah, that's...
I really don't think there's any way to cover it all, but...
Let's try.
Okay.
maybe that's version 1.5 of this idea, where like they hit the you received a creepy message, you hit the creepy button, and then it pops up a text field that's like, hey, do you want to like tell us what was creepy about this? In a sentence, just give us a sentence, right?
Yeah.
And then you get a machine learning system to kind of like figure, you know what I mean? So that maybe it's able to categorize. Anyway, so that's version 1.5 of this. But the first version is just sort of like, if too many people ping creepy on your messages, you don't fucking get to send messages, and you have to watch a video.
Yes. Yes, I think that's fantastic. I'm just picturing the database in which somebody tries to compile all of the varieties of creepy.
Please tell me one of your creepy things.
My creepy thing was actually really creepy, though. Someone told me they wanted to put a bag over my head and strangle me. So, yeah, it was, like, legitimately not okay.
Oh. No, okay. There's, maybe, the, you know what, there's two buttons. There's, wait, what's
that one? That one I flagged and sent to OkCupid and was like, I am not okay with this, because they sent me that at, like, 3 a.m. It was really terrifying.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really scary.
What does the idea say in the spreadsheet?
Creepy/annoyed filter button.
Annoyed. That's another one. Right?
Okay, annoyed is the one that just says, hi, sweetheart, and it's an emoji of a rose.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
No.
Nope.
Go to hell.
Nope. So creepy, annoyed, fucking scary.
Yes.
There's a third one.
Yes. And there is that. There is, like, the flag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Flag and report, where they're like, oh, not okay.
I got on OkCupid in 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm old. And I remember when you first started OkCupid, like, back then... They had buttons that were, like, good conversationalist, great first date. Like, you could, like, recommend people to your friends.
Oh.
I want to be like, no, don't talk to this person.
Yes.
I want him to have the gross badge, but he doesn't know he has the gross badge.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck. Actually, yes. That's the other part of the implementation, is that, yes, other people looking at your profile see, oh, shit.
So there was, for a while, there was that app where you could rate people.
Yeah.
And that was a terrible thing that was, like, made humanity worse.
I didn't hear about
that. I can't remember what it was called.
It sat on top of Facebook, didn't it?
It was for women to rate men.
Yeah.
Which was interesting in theory, and in practice it was horrible. It just made us worse as a species. Mm. And you could, you know, sort of say what you thought was wrong with that person, or what was great about that person. You could say, like, oh yeah, you know, he's my best buddy. I would never date him, but he's a great friend. And yeah, that was a weird social experiment. But I'm curious about how it works with a dating app, because, like, I do feel like people do need the gross badge.
For sure. The annoying badge, the creepy badge, just, I love it. It's, yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's like Boy Scout badges, but sad ones for adults.
Sad ones. Yeah. And they never see. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
I
feel like if you are going to have the gross badge, you do also want to have the, like, was super charming, very delightful. Yeah. You want to have that.
Just not for me.
Yeah. Right.
The just not for me badge. God.
Oh, God. I would have so many of those. The niche commodity badge. I would have the best one of those.
What's the next idea?
TNG movie set in the mirror universe.
Okay. Just putting this out there, we never got to see what the evil mirror universe of Star Trek looked like at any point during Star Trek TNG. They did it in novel form. I
haven't read the novels.
Yeah, but we were deprived of evil Picard on screen.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Except when he became Borgie.
Yeah, he was Borgie for a second. But
you know what I mean? But like where he's Starfleet, but it's evil Starfleet.
Oh.
Right? The evil mirror universe of that as seen in... Here's the thing. It shows up in Original Recipe. It shows up in Deep Space Nine. It shows up in Enterprise. It's in Discovery, but we fucking never got to see it in TNG, and I feel like that's something that should be corrected.
I feel like we've discussed this at some point. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or if it, you know, we actually talked as humans in real life, which would be weird. But
it's not what's happening here.
Right? But I feel like we never get to see Star Trek Dystopia. Like, not that much.
We did that.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. In that episode of Parallels, that's my favorite Star Trek episode, the part where all the different parallel universes start popping up and, like, all the Enterprises show up, you see the one that where they don't want to go back to their universe because it is terrifying.
Oh, because the Borg took over.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that's starship.
True. That's right.
And so to me, I'm like, that's the dystopian one. I just want to see...
I'm thinking of, like, the grimy underworld.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
There's, you see a little bit of it occasionally. I mean, honestly, Discovery is doing some lifting in that regard.
All right, see, I'm out of date, so I need to finish Discovery.
But then, if you look at DS9, like, the Dominion was sort of the flip side, where it's sort of like it's a hegemony, but it's an evil one.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of like it is possible to definitely build dystopias in that universe. It just, you know, the Federation isn't one. But, it you know, like, it could be.
Right.
With a little bit of nudging. But anyway, yeah. So there's no evil mirror universe. Everybody has the goatee in TNG. And I feel like, you know, we missed a
step. Do ladies have the goatee in the mirror universe?
No. Wait. Have you never seen any of the mirror universe episodes? It's fair if you haven't.
I feel like I've seen them. But, like... And I remember the goatee.
So the shitty thing about the evil mirror universe, which is, again, it's the evil universe, so of course it's going to be shitty, is that women are mostly property in that one, where, like, they wear skimpier outfits.
Ick.
It is possible to get ahead. It is possible to hold power as a woman.
Yeah.
But, like, lots of them, you know, tend to have shittier jobs.
Okay.
I feel like I've learned evil universe equals gold bikini.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Works in Star Wars, too.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, okay, got it. Shittier job. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah.
So for the good of humanity and the universe, don't ever buy a gold bikini.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. The
this goes for all genders.
I would have definitely watched a parallel universe in which, like, Troy was getting it on with Riker all the time, or
with Worf and, like, had a kid or whatever. Like, I want a parallel universe love story. That's what I want.
There could have been... Oh,
how come
wow.
Troy and Picard never got together? Did that ever happen?
Well,
no,
Picard
but
had...
I don't know. I actually did run across that on Tumblr at least once. Really? Where, like somebody, like... I mean, there's a section of the fandom that apparently ships Troy Picard, which isn't that crazy.
Okay.
But, the possibility had literally never occurred to me until I saw this gift set. And it was just a scene of the two of them in the ready room. But somebody was sort of breaking down, like, here's, like, subtext that you could read into it if you want, you know, like, if you, in an alternate Star Trek context where, like, the two of them are dating, here's, you know, like, the, like, this makes that scene better, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever.
Interesting.
Like, huh. Okay. But it's weird that it had never occurred to me before.
Well, I was always focused on the Picard Crusher thing.
Of course, as you should have been.
Yeah.
Because that was totally a... But no, I think I like Alicia's idea also, though, of like a series of spin-off series just from that one seventh season episode of TNG where you got to sort of just see what the other parallel universes that Worf visited.
Yeah.
Like you get... Maybe a season. You get like a season... Each.
Where it's just different...
Yeah.
Different universes.
I love it.
Day in the life of this universe.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
In.
Excellent.
Next one. Everybody transforms into Precious Moments figurines.
What is that?
What is a Precious Moment figurine?
What category is that under?
It's a story.
Ah, okay. Precious Moments figurines are a line of, I think, ceramic collectibles.
Okay, so they are what I think they are.
Yeah.
Like little angels?
I'm sure that that's part
of it. Yes,
like,
technically Precious Moments are angels. Technically, they are dead children.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well,
oh,
I mean,
Jesus.
That's not how they're supposed to be. They're like, no, they're adorable baby angels, which means they're dead children.
What?
Oh,
that's
God.
So gross.
Yeah. It's like,
sorry, everyone, I just ruined Precious Moments for you.
No,
and also
why?
Baby angels.
Well, because, yeah, it's like they're these collectible ceramic figurines of extremely big-headed children doing something adorable, and they're like, there's a bunch of them, and, like, why?
Actually, do they all have wings? Because some of them may not have wings,
and some of them
might just be totally fine live children.
I have only, like, my knowledge of Precious Moments figurines is kind of, like, tangential at best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm aware of them, but I don't own any. But
yeah.
I think I must have been to somebody's house as a kid whose parents maybe had one or something.
Yeah,
ever have just one?
No,
probably not.
You can't.
Once
no.
you've got one, they probably multiply.
Ooh.
No, my former in-laws, so my outlaws, had, my mother outlaw had, this fixation with snow babies, which are like Precious Moments figurines, but they're like little baby angels in snowsuits, and so I just assumed they were all children that had frozen to death. I didn't mention that to her, but she had so many of them, and like every Christmas they came out, and there were like these huge scenes that she would set up on like every available surface. It was a whole thing.
You can't see the faces we're making, people.
Yeah, no.
I can never unsee this, and I don't think I come across baby angels a lot in my life, but I feel like I'm just going to see them a lot more, and all I'm going to do is be like, oh, it's a dead baby.
Yeah.
You might.
I'm a little sorry I did that.
No, you're
not that sorry.
No.
But
no.
So I guess I must have had an idea for a story where everybody just transforms into these.
But are we stuck in those positions, do you think?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So...
Do our eyes get really big?
I don't know. That's the thing.
All the color leach out of us?
The thing about these ideas is that I have the seed of the idea, and then I don't bother to flesh it out. That's so funny that I...
Maybe that's how you become a fly on the wall. Like, everyone's like, I want to be a fly on the wall in that room. But what they're really saying is I want to be the Precious Moment figurine in that room. It's like, they put that shit in bedrooms. That's like in living rooms.
God,
like,
yeah.
You would see and hear some
amazing
things.
Oh, God, the Precious Moments see all.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you would see a lot in guest rooms, I think.
Ooh.
Which is the worst.
Oh, dear, you would.
I'm
if I
so
ever
sorry.
Have an Airbnb, I'm putting Precious Moments in there.
So... My dad's a weird dude. he has a lot of taxidermy in his house, and there's taxidermy in the guest room, and now I'm like, what has the taxidermy seen?
I'm a good Airbnb guest, but I feel like I've never done anything terribly weird in an Airbnb.
I don't think I...
Oh, I've definitely done weird things. Great. I liked that I even tried to I was like, no, I'm sure I haven't. Oh, no. Nope.
I'm like, I mostly just sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that silent note, I'll just read the next one. I didn't know what this was exactly, but it's a website. What is the status of Theory blank website?
Ah, yes. Okay. It's a website that just gathers all of... what's the best way to explain this? So if you are like me, wandering around one day, and you're like, wait a minute, what is the current state of faster than light travel? Is it possible? Is it not? So you go to this website to find out, basically, right? Sort of like, what's the state of, I don't know, like string theory? Has it been debunked? Are they working? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, so if you're ever curious about any kind of scientific theory, you know, like what's its current status? It's there, and I guess that it's probably maintained by some kind of. Are there like science watchdogs or like some kind of scientific monitoring body right? Or maybe just like you get a professor who's super nerdy about said thing, and you just give him the login to the site, so that, you know, like him or her or they or whatever, right? So that they can just kind of like keep it. That's the other thing, is that when you query the website, it tells you like, oh, here's what the current status is, and then it gives you the date. So it's like, here's the last time it was updated.
Date stamp. There are some citizen science websites like this where like science nerds, you know, weigh in on things and like add a lot of content, and then actual scientists will kind of check in every once in a while and be like, yeah, that's correct. No, you didn't see a California sea lion off of Norway. So I feel like you could do that with, you know, kind of the, probably in this case, the physicist community at large.
I think the thing I want in this is that I want to be able to search for the theory without knowing the name of the theory.
Yeah.
Because my problem is I'm like, I heard this thing about this thing, and I don't know what it means. Supernova.
Yeah. Yeah.
There would need to be, like, a fairly robust tagging engine, I think.
Which you could do with citizen science. I mean, like, I feel like there's a lot of people with time on their hands that would do that.
Exactly.
Who are those people?
I don't know. I mean, like, I upload stuff to these, and I'm like, I saw this weird shit. What the hell is it? And they're like, that is a California horntail. They're found in the Sequoia region. I'm like, great. But I had nothing.
You ask questions, and questions are what makes answers.
Yeah, I ask a lot of questions.
Same. As you can see.
It's a number of questions.
What's next?
Bad Date Sleuth, The Interview Show.
I love that you have chosen this one. Is there anything in the notes for this one?
Who does that? Also for bad Q&A participants.
Oh, yes. Okay, no, I got it. Here's what it is. Okay. We've all been on bad dates, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Alicia, let's say you go on a bad date with somebody. I am part of a crew. We've got microphones and we've got cameras. And we find your guy that you went on that bad date with. And we sit down with him. And we're like, so, what the fuck was that all about? And, like, we get an after-action report from you, right?
Yeah.
And then we compose our questions, and we put a camera in his face, and he sits down, he has to answer. Like, you know, maybe it's in a police interrogation room.
Wait, can I tell you what I think is going to happen, though?
What?
This is what makes me sad. I think they don't know.
Yes. That was exactly my reaction too, because I like immediately had that person that I wanted to be like, who does that? And then I was like, oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Then we're going to fucking teach him.
Yeah.
And by extension, everybody else who's watching the show who maybe thinks the way he does. So there would be a spinoff of this is the people who, whenever you're at a Q&A or there's a panel and somebody gets up and is like, I've got more of a comment than a question. Like, no, motherfucker. So we find that person after the show and we put them in a police interrogation room. We sit there and be like, hey, what was that all about? Like, do you not know that's the worst fucking thing to do? Like, So
can we do that for public radio when people call in on forum with Michael Krasny and you're like, why'd you make that comment? Like,
oh,
no.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah.
Call-in shows, same thing.
Yeah. That's the idea basically, is that it combines sort of like an after action report in the case of the dates. But, you know, it doesn't, you don't need it at like a Q&A thing. Well, actually, no. What you have in the case of the Q&A spinoff is there's footage of the Q&A session. You know what I mean? And then, like, so, like, it's intercut. So, like, yeah, you know, you get the camera on whoever's making their stupid comment. And then you can intercut it with the faces of the people on the panel. And then, yeah, and then you find them afterwards. Like, why? Who does that?
Do you replay it for them first?
You're like, yes.
Hey, sit down in this room and watch this awkward thing that you did.
Only if they profess to not remember it.
I want there to be some sort of vetting process where, like, before they go on the show, people are like, you know, do you think that was really that bad? Do you think that was intentionally bad? Or do you think they're just like, they haven't gone to grown-up school? And they don't know that when you go in for the kiss, you lick the person all the way around their mouth. And so, like, you know, if it's not public humiliation level bad, I just want there to be PSAs, like, interspersed throughout the show. Like, hey, kids, when you go in for the kiss, don't lick someone all the way around their mouth.
I really want Geraldo to be the, like... The
it was a really good show. Date up to that point.
Okay, so here's my question. Do you teach that person? Are you like, hey, by the way...
You were probably not the first. Clearly you were not the first because he did it again.
Yeah.
And then he went to pass it on. Oh, God. Yeah, no. In my case, so the name of the show, I think, is Who Does That?
Yeah.
And, yeah, in this case, we're taking all these people to school.
Okay.
Like, there is no, like, oh, maybe he doesn't know. No, fuck that. He's gonna know. Like, yeah.
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 In the case of the liquor, do you think there was a person that liked that? Because there might
be. It had to have been, right? Because, I mean, this was when I was in my 20s. He was in his 20s. He wasn't, like, I'm sure I was not the first person he'd ever been on a date with, ever.
And you weren't the first person he tried to kiss.
I would hope not.
Okay.
Because he seemed to have his shit together up to that point. So there had to have been somebody that was like,
this is what
yes.
This is what I
get into the nostrils.
My nose hair is too dry.
Right, just moisten me.
I just feel like...
Sorry, too hard for me. That was too far.
I'm going to try and feel good about that liquor and just say that I think there's different kissers out there in the world and everyone just needs to find their correct kisser.
Yes.
And, like, you were the incorrect kisser for him.
I was not his person.
Do you think he... Did he ask you on a second date?
He did.
So he did, like... He liked what he was doing to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
That
was a shame.
That's something. See, that's. Now I want to track that person down.
I know.
And be like, did you ever learn how to kiss?
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh,
I
God.
Hope so. He's had a long time to learn.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if he hasn't, what, how does. I mean, like, the compounding factor of that tragedy. I either hope
that he has learned how to kiss, that's my main hope, or that he is now married to someone who loves having her face licked, and they're raising a whole ton of little children that are going to be horrible kissers. When they're old enough.
Wait, why would they be horrible kissers?
Because both of their parents are clearly going to be terrible at it. It's probably genetic.
I was going to say, are they teaching them?
Oh, God, I hope not. No. Ooh. No. Actually, sorry, I made that creepier
you
than
did.
I meant to.
Yeah. Maybe I took it to a creepy place.
No, I feel like I got it there on its own, and then it just metastasized. Sorry, everyone.
What's next on the list?
Oh, it's the last one.
Ah.
Guitar Center for Women.
This one is entirely down to my excellent friend Dana, who she plays the bass. She went to a guitar center to buy a bass and had to deal with, I think, no less than like two or three dudes who, some of them who didn't even work there, but who just wanted to butt in and give her all kinds of advice and dumb bullshit tips that she, A, didn't need, and B, were wrong. So there should be a whole nother, there should just be another branch of Guitar Center where you, if you've got a dick, you can't come in.
I'd like to add ski shops to that.
Oh.
There should be, this could be a chain.
Yes.
Ski shops, gyms, swimming pools,
also
street crossings.
There needs to be no pink involved in the branding.
Yes,
this.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's.
If anybody takes this idea and runs with it, you've been put on notice.
It's got the regular logo. It's just, there's like a little female symbol down there. Obviously trans and non-binary too.
Absolutely.
Right? But yeah, the important thing is that none of me. No, just your plain ordinary dude. Like, no, just fucking go somewhere. There's a Guitar Center across the street. You buy your shit over there. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you butt in ski, you have to, you get called out on it.
Not like, only, you have to leave.
I don't think you have to leave, because I think sometimes people are trying to be helpful, but it's like, ooh, you're butting in right now.
No, I think your ass gets thrown the fuck out.
Oh.
You need to learn. People. That's
that's a theme of this.
That's you need a to theme learn
regardless of gender.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Because, if you're in Guitar Center for Women and you're still, like, just being a know-it-all. Because, I mean, I'm definitely guilty of that a lot.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. I should ask you. How would you feel if you went into a ski shop or a Guitar Center and, you know, suddenly somebody else, but importantly, a fellow woman sort of butted into your deal being like, well, actually, you should blah, 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 blah. Like, obviously, it's probably not as bad as coming from a dude, but is it still bad?
It's still annoying.
For me, it's annoying too.
But I don't like being
by anybody.
I feel like I would just be like, oh, I feel like they would get the social cue though. My social cue would be like, oh, I'm not interested. And they would be like, and now I'll go over here.
Yeah.
Whereas a dude would just stick around.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
A dude would be like, did you not respond? Let me talk more. Yeah.
Although, I mean, I do feel like there is going to be, you know, a certain ASPE, clientele any specialized goods store.
Sure.
So they are not going to get those clues regardless of
gender. I don't know if I can picture like a
pushy...
Well, we
can't kick the ASPE people out because that's just mean.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just trying to, like, I don't know if I would actually be able to picture like a pushy guitar girl. I'm sure she must exist, but... she's probably very rare. But, like, you know, pushy guitar guys, that's practically all of them.
It's all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them.
Like, if she wants to show you something, she's not going to say, let me show you. She's going to be like, oh, do you want me to demonstrate
for you? She will ask instead of tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ask, don't tell store.
Yeah.
I love it.
One final one.
Let's do it.
An all Honda Fit rental car agency.
Yes. Okay. we did this. We did this one actually in a fairly recent episode with my friend Amy. It's exactly what it says. It's a rental car agency, but all they have are Honda Fits.
I want to go to there.
Right?
Yeah.
That is. Literally the only car I want to rent, I want to drive. Like, you can never get one at a rental agency because Honda doesn't give their cars to rental agencies.
Right.
Oh, God, it's frustrating. I wish I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think, like, half the reason that I bought mine was that I think Zipcar had them.
We're all Honda Fit owners?
Yeah, apparently. I got one from Zipcar and was like, oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, God.
I had been driving the Toyota Yaris, which was delightful. And then I was like, oh, but next level.
I feel like the Fit was the original version of that particular car's, form factor, whatever you want to call it. And now there's like obviously copies all over the place, but the Fit was the original.
The Fit, and it's so good. It's like,
really is good.
I've test drove them all. I test drove them all in 2012. I did it again in 2017. The Fit is still the best one. It's the best hatchback. Like, literally, it's the best use of space. It's still this, like, smallest, like, it's just so good. If it was all-wheel drive, oh. Oh,
yeah. If it was all-wheel drive and had that much more clearance.
Oh,
yeah.
Instead of zero clearance.
Yeah.
It's my only qualm. So I scrape that thing coming out of my driveway every time.
Aww.
And it kind of looks like a Federation shuttlecraft.
Yes. Yes.
Which is also sort of like, it's got that going for it. You know, yeah. I'm just, obviously that's not going to be, you know, on everybody's list of attractive features, but it was definitely, you know, it was there.
This is one of my anger-inducing things about the 2017 Fit, is the 2011, 12, 13, and before, they all had that cuter look to them. They looked like a little more Federation-y, and now they look a little more like, check us out, we look like a Nissan. And I'm like, I don't want to look like a Nissan, I want to look like a Fit.
See, I went the other way where I, like, didn't want it to look like the shuttlecraft and, like, got it anyway because it was the best car.
Do you want to trade? What color is yours?
It's blue. Oh. I'm really attached to mine, though.
Never been fun. Mine was the newer one, so I was just like, I miss my old one.
Oh, mine's 2015, so, okay. You know, past, you have past the cutoff point anyway.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, we've now reached that part of the show where we either give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Alicia, do you have any more ideas that you want to give?
I do, but if you have a terrible recommendation...
I absolutely do not.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case. Well, if I must. I have a question.
Please.
What do blind people see when they dream?
Motherfucker.
That's such a good question, and I have no idea. Well, it depends on whether they were born blind, right?
Okay, what if they went blind at, like, 2? Will they have images then?
Probably.
Surely somebody has done...
And now I'm mildly embarrassed that I don't have any blind friends that I can ask.
Oh.
I want to know that. I want to know the answer to that question.
Yeah, and, well, here's the thing, though, right? For somebody who's been blind since birth, and you ask them, what do you see when you, like, are they able to conceptualize
it? Right, then the question theoretically shouldn't make sense.
Yes.
But when I have my eyes closed,
yeah,
and when I'm dreaming, am I seeing something?
Ish?
I'm visualizing it.
Yeah.
Ish, but I'm... Oh, but
it's
not
your visual
seeing,
is
right?
Your visual cortex being engaged? Is your visual cortex being engaged when you dream?
Okay, so I met somebody recently who cannot visualize things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yes.
She cannot visualize
anything.
Aphantasia. So if you say, like, okay, so picture a seagull on a beach, she's like, I got nothing.
Yeah, I've got one of those too. I have a couple of friends, I think.
So she doesn't dream in pictures.
What?
But she has lots of auditory dreams.
Oh, fuck.
And she always has a song stuck in her head. It was fascinating. I was like, just tell me about your life for the next 18 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to ask my buddy what, yeah, what,
well, that begs
what his
the
dreams
question,
are like.
If they're blind and, if we have a Helen Keller situation.
Yeah.
If someone is blind and deaf, what are they dreaming?
Well, I'm assuming it's other senses,
it's
like taste and touch and smell.
But we don't know for sure. We need to ask somebody.
Yeah, we need to ask somebody. I'm sure somebody has asked this.
This research has to have been done, right?
It has to have been.
But what a question.
How do you ask?
That's such a good question.
How do you ask somebody? Like, do they know what dreaming... When you go to sleep, that thing happens. And they're
okay.
Like, what thing?
Yeah. Well, this woman did, but she couldn't visualize things. So yes, but super interested in the answer to this question.
We have all, like, you can't see this, listeners, but we are all leaning forward, like...
Yeah, leaning forward, kind of slack-jawed. All of us have furrowed brows.
Yes.
We can just leave it there. Do we need another...
Excellent. Well,
we're good.
We got it.
In that case, let's tell everybody where we can be found on the internet. For me, this is easy. Thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter. You can find links to my Twitter, Instagram, and highly entertaining newsletter all in one place at flavor.country. Go there now.
I'm on Instagram as Enthusiosity.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Alicia O. Star.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to the show by searching Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcatcher of choice and let John know if it doesn't pop up. If you're already there, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and or a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've already done that, why not tell a friend about us?
Why not tell maybe 5 friends?
Why not tell 4 friends?
What about your frenemies?
We're not there yet, I don't think.
Thanks for listening, and look, if my dumbass could come up with 800 ideas in a decade, you probably could too. There might be something amazing hiding in your brain right now, so now's the time to let it out. In the meantime, if you've heard an idea of mine you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I would like a cut, please. Do-do. Do-do. Do-do.